The only thing that matters is our response to God's priceless offer of Jesus Christ and eternal life, knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. That's the only thing that matters, really, because eternity is what really matters. And of course, if we live 100 years on the earth, yes, that's important. It only has meaning if we respond and we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Why do I say that? He's the one true God. He's made this offer to and offered it to every person. God came to earth as a man and justified himself to the world. God himself left heaven, glory, his home, and came down to earth as a man like one of us and justified himself to the whole world, and he died for the world. God sent his only son and he died. It's the only faith that has even the claim that God sent his son and God came himself to die and shed his blood for the world. No, I mean, it's the only faith that has a savior like that. No other faith has anything even close to that. There's only two other main religions, Islam and Hinduism. So you're welcome to look into those and see what, you know, and look into the third, Christianity, Jesus Christ. It's not, Christianity is not even the right word. It's just follower of Jesus Christ. Becoming one of God's children through Jesus Christ. He's the only way to heaven. And it's this glorious opportunity, priceless opportunity, priceless. Can never be put into words. So glorious and incredible that, and that sadly is why, that there's, it's just tragic and really sad that there's the perception that it's a religion and that it's boring and it's for weak people and older people and women, and it's not, it's boring and dry and awful, and you have to force yourself to go to this service once a week and try to read this Bible that you don't understand. That's totally wrong, because when you meet the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus, who is God, you will meet the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe, the one that we were made for. We were made to know him. And the deepest reality of knowing him is fellowship with him, glory to God, which is this glorious fellowship with him that he wants to, that he offers to us, but we have to develop that relationship. It's common sense. He's the only way, and this is the answer. And we've all together become corrupt, and there's none who does good, no, not one. We've all together become corrupt. We've all turned to our own way. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. There's no one good, no, not one, only Jesus Christ. And we miss it for in so many ways and for so many reasons. We see, we have all these objections, and we fire all these questions off. And what we really should need to do is humble ourselves before him, the great God of the universe. Repent of our sins. Come to him in humility, and then he'll receive us. Amen. And he'll show us exactly what we need to do. He'll show us what to do, definitely, through the Bible. Amen. That's God's holy word. And if we don't have a Bible, he'll show us what to do just through him directly and through our spirit person, which has been born again, our spirit person. He'll show us all the things we need to do. He'll show us that we need to have the fear of the Lord. Fear. We need to fear him. We need to love him with all of our heart. That's the first commandment. Love him with all our heart, everything we have. And love others as we love ourselves. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And it all flows. He'll show us everything. Amen.